This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. In a televised speech, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. Also Tuesday, a spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. The developments come as the government faces protests after first insisting mechanical problems caused the plane to go down, before admitting Saturday that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's against a military conflict with Iran and feels for the Iranian people.
Iran, when you look at it, it's an amazing country. It's 80 million people. It's got a young population. They're literate. They should be orientated towards free markets, towards our way of doing things. And yet they're the captives, they're the prisoners of this approach, this government that they have. Well,
hundreds of students at a prestigious Iranian university openly denounced their Islamic rulers in a third day of protests Monday. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran, who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of this Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in Tehran and other Iranian cities are demanding accountability for the deaths of 82 Iranian citizens who were among 176 people killed in the plane crash. The Trump administration has called on the Iranian authorities to refrain from using force against the protesters. For more on that, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As impeachment proceedings of President Trump, Donald Trump continue and he pushes for a second term, analysts are determining what tactic he may use that would allow him to remain electable if he is not removed from office. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakushwara.
In facing the threat of impeachment, President Donald Trump has followed a defense tactic similar to that of former President Bill Clinton and his team.
They really focused on, well, the president is doing work, he's going overseas, he's doing the work of the people, and he's not distracted by this, but at the same time spoke with one voice saying this is trying to overturn the will of the people. They're trying to overturn an election.
He has also adopted tactics used by Republican Richard Nixon, who stonewalled congressional requests to access the tapes of Oval Office conversations that incriminated him in the Watergate scandal. Patsy Wadakushwara, VOA News at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidates meet for a critical debate Tuesday in Iowa, less than 3 weeks before Iowa voters kick off the presidential nomination process on February 3rd. A total of six Democratic contenders will be on stage with signs of growing tensions among some candidates. The International Organization for Migration says most of the more than 1,000 migrants who fled escalating violence and deteriorating humanitarian conditions in Libya over the past 2 weeks have returned to Libyan shores and been sent to abusive detention centers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says heavy fighting in the Libyan capital Tripoli between government forces and those loyal to rebel leader Khalifa Haftar prompted the sudden exodus. IOM spokeswoman Safa Miseli says most of the migrants fleeing across the Mediterranean toward Italy are from West and Central Africa. She says 136 women and 85 children are among those intercepted at sea and returned to Libya.
The majority of those people departing or fleeing violence and abuse in Libya have been actually returned to the very city that is now witnessing some of the heaviest clashes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The IOM says a solution must be found to safeguard the lives and alleviate the suffering of thousands of men, women, and children who are being held in inhumane conditions. Extreme weather in parts of Pakistan over the last 3 days has caused at least 83 deaths, while dozens of other people are injured and some are still missing. A spokesman for the National Disaster Management Authority said that most of the deaths have been reported in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.